This once-a-year celebration is a time when most people reflect on taking care of the earth. Joy Kaufman is the founder and executive director of Farm Stew International. She has a master's in public health and says her love for nutrition started as a little girl.
I actually became a vegetarian just because I loved animals when I was 9. And my family thought this was just going to be this little, you know, fad for a 9-year-old, but I stuck with it.
As an adult, she says she realizes how preparing these creatures for ingestion can impact the earth's resources.
Both in water and land used to grow those resources, and then also the production of greenhouse gases from those animals that contributes to these climate crises that we're facing.
She says if people would give up eating meat once a week, it would contribute to preserving the planet. Carla Stolzfus Detweiler is the executive director of Hungry Rural Farm. She says we are what we eat.
That's just one little thinking about how our health is so intimately connected with the health of the soil that feeds the plants, that feed the animals, then that we eat. It directly affects our health.
Detweiler explains that her organization seeks the well-being of all.
What that phrase means to me is that we're wanting to demonstrate the interconnectedness of people with every part of creation.
Kaufman says Farm Stew is an acronym for some of the things we should do to take care of ourselves. She explains a few principles.
So the letters stand for farming, which was our foundation, as I mentioned, attitude, changing to a positive mental attitude, and also just, you know, forgiveness.
Both Kaufman and Detweiler say their organizations focus on teaching so others can live more abundantly while taking care of the earth. Detweiler shares some of the things her nonprofit focuses on to accomplish this.
Last year, there weren't many public events on the farm, but we hope to have a few coming up soon. So inviting people to come to the farm to learn about soil health, to learn about composting, to learn about food insecurity.
Another similarity between the two organizations is that they are faith-based. Kaufman says she believes the creation story in the Bible.
But we start saying, okay, we were made in a garden by a God who planted that garden, and then he told us to tend and keep that garden. So gardening or farming, which is the core, Farm Stew is our first core, is a divine work. It's a holy work. It's a work that is blessed and was designed to sustain you.
Detweiler says people can start their health journey by starting their own garden.
I just think there's so much joy in planting seeds and watching that miracle of this dead little fleck growing into a plant that gives you food. Just starting small with a couple of tomatoes and some herbs is a great way to start.
Farming is not just about activity. Growing things requires time and patience. This is a period of downtime. Detweiler says this phenomenon is a principle we can use for better health. She says quiet time can bring calmness, renewal, and a chance for reflection. I'm Yvonne Booz.